Hello and welcome back to another episode of A Not-So-Brief History of Disney World. As always, I'm your host, William Tintle. This week, we are going to continue our little short series of episodes on the best and worst of each park at Disney World. And today we're going to do Epcot, next episode will be Hollywood Studios, and to round it out, we are going to do Animal Kingdom. If you missed last week's episode, and that one was on, again, a best and worst one, and that one was on Magic Kingdom. So if you missed that, go make sure to check that out. Make sure to, as always, follow, like, share, subscribe, whatever you can do to get the podcast out there. I really appreciate it. Thank you. And without further ado, let's get into it.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky to the Magic Kingdom.
Yesterday, Disneyland and the New York World's Fair. Tomorrow, a project so vast, it has already been called a whole new Disney World.
All right, so let's start off with the best. And again, we're doing the best and worst at Epcot. So the best for me, in my opinion, out of all the rides at Epcot, we're going right to the front of the park and we are doing Spaceship Earth. This is an all-time classic. And obviously, you know, when you think of Epcot, you think of, the giant geodesic sphere that greets you. So, and with that, you think of Spaceship Earth. Obviously, you have the great narration by Judi Dench, which really helps the ride, because without a good narrator, that ride is nothing. That ride is just a very long, slow look at some animatronics. So you definitely need that good narration, and it's there. You don't get much better than that. It's always short waits, and I'll check it out actually right now. Looking at the apps, let's see. It's a 5-minute wait right now at 2:00. So that definitely shows that, you know, you get so much payoff. You're waiting for 5 minutes for a 15-minute ride. And if you look at some of the other ratios of, you know, how long you wait in line to how long you're actually on the ride, that's kind of, it doesn't get much better than that. 5 minutes on the app, that's just a walk-on. There's no wait. You're just walking right on. So, you know, short waits, long rides, that's definitely big in all these, like, top rides for each park. And last week, Splash is what I said for my best. And that one has really great animatronics. And so does Spaceship Earth. And like I said last week, the animatronics aren't the best that Disney has to offer. These aren't the best animatronics you'll find at the park. But, they are the best that these rides, like, they could use an update for sure, but I don't want them, they have a certain, like, nostalgicness, I don't know if that's a word, they have a certain nostalgia for them, though. They're just classic, and they go really well with the ride, and when an animatronic goes really great with the ride, then that's what can make an okay ride really good. It's, like I said, it's an all-time classic, and to top it off, it's inside the geodesic sphere, or, you know, the Epcot ball, as some people call it, and, you know, it's such a good use of space, and, you know, it really adds to it, because, look, you're seeing this thing, and it's just massive, and the fact that there's a ride into it, and you get to enter that, just makes it, you know, a million times better. So yeah, for those reasons and more, Spaceship Earth is the best that Epcot has to offer. Next we're going to do what the worst that Epcot has to offer. And surprise, surprise, that is not Frozen Ever After. I know you were probably thinking I was going to say that, but I don't think it's the worst. It definitely has its flaws, but I'll save that for another episode. We don't need to talk about that right now. It's a kid ride to start, and that definitely takes a couple of points off on my list. It kind of ruined the original, or, you know, it doesn't, like, respect the original. the original, you know, was so many years ago, and there's been so many changes that it's so different now. Like, there's no Dreamfinder, and that's really big. That's a big thing that's missing from it. And for a ride like that with such a great character like Figment to not have, you know, one of the original characters in it, and for it to have, you know, Dr. Nigel, you know, something or the other in it, it kind of ruins the character of Figment. And the character of Figment's great. Obviously, people are waiting in 8-hour lines to get a popcorn bucket of him. The ride is weird, too. From the smell blasters to, you know, the moon smiling at you and just sitting there. Very weird. If you were just to, like, throw someone onto that and be like, I got a ride for you here. There's air conditioning. And that person is going to come out and they're going to be like, what did I just go on? Because it is one of the, if not, the, I think it's the weirdest ride in the park. And I don't know. It's just not something that I would want to ride if there was any more than a wait. And the wait is usually longer than Spaceship Earth, the best on the list, just because that's where people, you know, their kids are going to go on that ride. And so there's definitely a little bit more of a crowd. And I think if they just brought it back to the original, or, you know, paid more respect to the original, at least bring back the Dreamfinder, it could be so much better. All right, that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed, and as I said before, make sure to go check out the Magic Kingdom episode, and make sure to like, share, follow, subscribe. If you're on Spotify, you can leave a review now, and follow, and make sure to do all that. Help get the podcast out there, because I would really appreciate it. Thanks for listening, and as always, have a zippity-doo-dah day.